800 registered nurses and techs have now been locked out of their jobs at L&M for 8 days following a four-day strike. That's taking a toll. Lynn Betta is a registered nurse. She and her partner both work at the hospital.
So there's no income coming in our household right now at all. But, you know, we're quite frugal people anyway, so, and we did save for the strike. We knew it was going to come to this.
She was one of about 12 rank-and-file union members who turned up at a hotel in Groton Tuesday where negotiations had been scheduled to take place. There was talking going on, but there was only one side there to do it. Union leaders made a point by turning up at the venue to wait for management despite the cancellation of the talks. The issue behind the cancellation? Unions want an open session with workers allowed to sit in and hear the discussions. Matt O'Connor of Labour Federation AFT Connecticut.
We feel in this environment, in this climate, with so much misinformation being put out there by the corporation, we really need to have all of our members in the room to bear witness.
L&M spokesman Mike O'Farrell agrees that historically negotiations have been held openly, but he says after 15 unproductive sessions, the hospital management believes the union is indulging in theatrics.
Obviously, we're in a tough spot because we haven't come to an agreement yet. So it's about serious business now, and it's about coming into a room and sitting down and having face-to-face conversations and getting a deal done. When there are outside observers, that doesn't happen.
The main sticking point in the talks so far has been around job security. L&M wants to reserve the right to move non-urgent care off the main hospital campus. The union's concerned that may mean layoffs. O'Farrell says they must accept that healthcare is undergoing radical change.
The environment that we're dealing with is uncertain. We don't know what's going to happen in 6 months, let alone in 3 years. The contract that just expired had no provisions for job security at all, none. And now we're presenting something that we think does a fairly strong job of that.
Neither side will say when the talks may reopen. Some workers have said they feel caught in the middle and they want their representatives to go back to the table in closed session if need be. But Stephanie Johnson of the Techs Union says that's not a majority view.
We haven't heard from our membership that they just want us to go without them. If that was the case and they wanted us to do that, then of course we would do that.
Harriet Jones, WNPR News.